We'll now hear a variety of news stories from Norwich and Norfolk that featured in the last 2 weeks' editions of the Evening News. One of Norfolk's most iconic characters has appeared in the centre of Norwich, a golden statue of Alan Partridge. A police clampdown has shut down three drug supply lines, the notorious county lines in Norfolk. A Norwich charity has delivered 1 million meals to vulnerable people in the city. Thousands of grey seals have been caught on camera off the Yarmouth coast, and they definitely weren't social distancing. The SOS bus that helps those who get in trouble at night in Norwich is preparing for a journey into the unknown. And a new seven-storey hotel planned for Norwich hits a snag over a historic maple tree. Gavin will start with news of Alan Partridge's statue.
One of Norfolk's most iconic characters has appeared in a statue form outside a city landmark. A golden statue of Alan Partridge appeared outside the Forum on the Millennium Plain. It depicts the former Radio Norwich and North Norfolk digital broadcaster holding a mug with a hand upon the hip and a leg raised by what appears to be a rock. The plinth is emblazoned with the beloved character's famous catchphrase, "Aha!" The statue was created by sculptors Nick Dutton and Gavin Fulcher, both from Norwich. It took the duo, who met in the film industry, 3 years to create in between work projects. Mr. Fulcher said it has been a passion project for a few years, as ever since we met, we have been deciding who would be a good person to sculpt, and they went for Alan Partridge. It was a guerrilla project, and we wanted to make people think that the council had been crazy enough to erect a statue. Obviously, the Forum were in on it, and they gave us permission. It has been fun seeing people's reaction, as the whole thing was a surprise. We just did it for a bit of humour. It is not the first time Alan Partridge's statue has been in the headlines. In the early years of the century, a statue of fictitious DJ was a prospect that was discussed in the city. In 2004, UKTV G2 asked viewers which comedy legend they would most like to see immortalised as a statue, and 85% of voters selected Mr. Partridge. The channel then attempted to go ahead with the plans after enlisting the help of Norfolk sculptor Steve Price to bring the statue to life. But several roadblocks, including the need to follow through the planning application, thwarted the plans. Early this month, Alan Partridge, creator Steve Coogan, has said Norwich's most famous fictional son is set to return to television screens with a second series of This Time for the BBC. He told Digital Spy the next series was being written and shooting was due to take place at the end of the year and is due to be broadcast next spring. In the meantime, fans can listen to the newly launched Alan Partridge podcast, which is recorded from near Swanton Morley. On the series called From the Oust House, the Alan Partridge podcast is available on Audible.
Three heroin and crack cocaine supply lines into Norfolk have been cut and 19 people arrested after a major police operation targeted those dealing death on our streets. Norfolk Constabulary's County Lines team raided addresses, seized drugs and collared suspected dealers in Norwich, Great Yarmouth, Galston and King's Lynn. They were joined by British Transport Police for the operation, part of a national clampdown jointly run by the National Police Chiefs Council and the National Crime Agency. 9 of the 19 arrested in Norfolk have been charged with offences, while the other 10 remain under investigation. The operation saw officers trace three supply chains to the source, cutting down three county lines, the name given to the drug supply lines into Norfolk from London. Inspector Robin Windsor-Waite, County Lines team lead for Norfolk Constabulary, said our action last week demonstrates that Norfolk Police is intent on continuing to disrupt and stop County Lines in Norfolk in order to protect young people from exploitation, as well as preventing the violent crime and antisocial behaviour that is associated with it. Our focus very much remains on working with the Metropolitan Police, targeting County Lines at their source under Operation Orochi, and shut them down permanently.
A Norwich charity has announced it has delivered 1 million meals to vulnerable people across the city. Since the start of lockdown, the Soul Foundation, part of the Soul Church, has sent out a weekly average of 45,000 meals to 5,000 families. The team smashed the initial target to deliver 30,000 meals a month, which was set in May to support those living in food poverty. Before the coronavirus pandemic, the non-for-profit organisation would deliver 1,000 meals a week. The thousands of extra deliveries have been enabled by a move to a larger industrial unit near Norwich Airport from a previous food parcel hub at Soul Church. Meals have been delivered by a team of volunteers who store and pack boxes of food at the new building and then distribute them to people in Norwich. Food has been sent to those who are vulnerable and in need through partnerships with local schools and families. Other charities and organisations, as well as individuals, have been referred to or have self-referred. Sam Mooney, head of the Soul Foundation, said, "It's an honour to have been able to do our part to make the big difference in our city during this season. I was recently moved by some small children who, when they were asked to answer the door to one of our team, shouted, 'Mummy, we can eat today.' It's hard to believe that this is the reality in our city, and it's humbling to know that we are doing as much as we can to have an impact." Soul Foundation is a charitable arm of the Soul Church and was founded by Pastor John and Chantel Norman.
Thousands of seals enjoying the sunshine have been caught on camera at a sandbank off the Yarmouth coast, though they weren't practising much social distancing. Scroby Sands, a shoal running north to south from Caister towards Great Yarmouth, provided refuge for thousands of grey seals as a low tide and high temperatures created the perfect opportunity for a casual mass gathering. In the past, the Scroby Sandbank was responsible for many shipwrecks, but now it's attracting thousands of visitors each year who want to see firsthand the captivating marine mammals as they lounge by the shoreline.
Norwich's Nightlife Lifeline is preparing for a journey into the unknown this weekend, when its volunteers work their first shifts under the new coronavirus pub curfews. After returning to Prince Wales Road in July, the SOS bus, which provides emergency health care for people enjoying the city's late-night entertainment, has adjusted its Saturday night schedule for the coming months. While previously serving the city between 9 p.m. and 3:30 a.m, the charity will also instead be taking the city from 7 p.m. until 11 p.m, allowing it to offer the most effective service possible in line with the 10 p.m. curfew. And Beth Williams, manager of the SOS bus, admitted it was an uncharted territory heading into their first shift since the new restrictions were introduced. She said, "To be honest, I really don't know what to expect from the weekend, whether people will intentionally try to drink more, knowing that they have less time to spend in the city. The worry is that people might try to cram 6 hours drinking into two. So that's something we have to be prepared for. Obviously, we are not just out helping heavily intoxicated people. That is one aspect of what we do, but we really are venturing into the unknown this weekend." Mrs. Williams said that due to the short notice of the government's reaction, her team had to respond quickly to make sure that they were ready, willing and able for the weekend's challenges. She added, "We've already had to jump through quite a few hoops to be back up and running. So in all honesty, and we definitely would have appreciated some more notice about the changes from the government. Many of our volunteers work in the daytime, so I was a little anxious about whether they would be able to rearrange things to help us. But they've all leaped to the call, which doesn't surprise me at all, because all our people are brilliant people. We do not even consider not continuing through, as we've always think it's better safe than sorry. So feel we need to be there. If the worst case scenario, all of us being there, is we sit all night without doing anything, then it's still far better than not being there and not needed."
Plans for a 91-bedroom, 7-storey hotel in Norwich city centre have hit a problem over the removal of a tree. One of the sticking points for developers aiming to transform Chamberlain House on the corner of Guildhall Hill and Dove Street into a multi-million pound hotel concerns the proposed removal of a silver maple tree in Pottergate. After public objections backed by City Council planners, the firm are having to go back to the drawing board and retain the tree. Other concerns raised included the height and scale of the proposed hotel, which aims to convert a historic building once the Selfridges of Norwich, Chamberlain's department store, but with ultra-modern interiors, including a glass walkway. Planners have deemed it as having a negative impact on the streetscape, although welcomed the idea in principle. John Walker of Brackendale-based property consultants Ward Hill Walker said, "We've had some very constructive comments back on our original plans, which we're now working on to include in a revised planning application. We're on target to submit this early next year." The developers are absolutely committed to this major long-term investment in Norwich city centre and will be working closely with the council's planners, conservation officer and other stakeholders to deliver a quality development that's in keeping with a historic area.